Once again, then trying to awaken to the moment, letting go of thoughts of the past and future, listening, this is quite a simple suggestion, but extraordinarily elusive, I think, for most people. Listen. Nowhere to go, so non-becoming. Metta, or including everything, it all belongs, pain or pleasure. No thought. Beginning to just get to the space of consciousness rather than the objects. A kind of simple, open, spacious knowing. And again, right from the moment you wake up, knowing the mood of the mind, so what's the dream world produced? Rather than trying to analyze your dreams, which might be useful, you can also just look at the tone, the mood. So if you wake up in a kind of anxious state, or there's like some sense of dread, or joyous state, just know the mood of the mind, rather than a particular narrative. And the mood conditions the thoughts that come into consciousness as you wake up from sleep. And you know those, and you keep sort of resolving these things in the moment, and they always cease in the silence of the mind. So you begin to notice how thoughts are movements. They arise from silence and then go back into silence. So the more you listen, go to no thought, the more you'll notice thought as an object rather than be the obsessive thinker. And then making intentions, so you intend to awaken, make that kind of an important inclination in consciousness. Rather than it just being a kind of accident that every now and then you notice what's going on, you make this clear intention to awaken. And then you use the object of the meditation you like to use. It's just a way of sustaining the awake mind, non-becoming, non-becoming, being, and the becoming. So that which knows the mood of the mind is not the mood of the mind. Which is aware of the mood of the mind is not the mood of the mind. So we say, be the awareness, rather than get caught up with the moods. and observing the moods of the mind, when your mind awakens that you're sort of planning something or thinking about the future, say, something like that, then when you awaken to that fact, then really note this is the awake mind, and note how thought ceases. Let it really note the end of that little scenario. Don't try to get rid of it. But the very fact that you know you're thinking means that actually thinking has stopped. And so really note that and make that a positive thing. Oh, great, this is it, back to awareness. Make that a really positive thing. And really note, feel that, the end of a thought. Register that. So that's like realizing cessation, the end of a thought. Or deliberately put in, let's say if you're planning about next week or something, then deliberately put in a half a sentence. Tomorrow or next week I'm going home. And then stop. And then note that space where thought has ended. And the mind knows there's an awareness there. So you're not getting rid of thought, but also you're figuring out how to know thought as an object and not just be the endless obsessive thinker. So this is like realizing the cessation of thought. And in that cessation, you see there's no self in that. Self is a creation of thought. And you note the end is just a silence, there's awareness. Sounds coming and going. It's just the way it is. So as you're sitting here, people feel uncomfortable, so they need to move. And so that's change, isn't it? Changing sound, just the way it is. But what is it that isn't changing in this experience? So the object, so sound is the object. People moving around and shifting. That's change, isn't it? And then what isn't changing? What is unchanging, unconditioned? So when the mind generates thoughts from some mood, there's a sense of a person there. So if you're feeling anxious or resentful or fantasizing, there's a, like a person comes into consciousness. What am I going to do when that happens? I don't know what I should do. That's in that sense of a person, but it comes and goes, doesn't it? So you can see that personality coming and going according to moods. But that the knowing of that is not a personality. It's silent, it just knows. So the language, not self, not me, not mine, it kind of gets you to that place. It doesn't mean there's nothing, there's still consciousness. So the movement, the personality scenarios that come and go, can be known. You can be aware of that. And that awareness, it doesn't really have any sense of a personality in it. It's just awareness, empty of personality.